Blog Talk Radio.
But just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The books were open, the judge just in the right. What the heathens know about Black Plight? Lucifer trying to sit high as a satellite. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say a big boom created all life. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They try to change time, turn day in the night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say y'all son is named J. Christ. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The scriptures got us black, but the pictures paint us white. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They took Israel and switched them to Ishmaelites. Now you know they don't know about Black Plight.
Let's see what we can learn here. And we're going to see if this is the truth, because if it is the truth, it's consistent with the words of the Most High. Because that's how we learn what truth is.
Hallelujah, shalom, and all praises to the mighty Elohim and the Holy One of Israel, Yahweh, the King of Kings, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzchak, and the Elohim of Yaakov. Shalom, and welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show. I am your host, Isha Yisrael. I am the Moray of the House of Yisrael of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it is a pleasure to bring you the truth of Yahweh this night. It's been a while since I've been live on the air, but tonight Yahweh has allowed it to make it so that his word go forth live on the Black Plight Radio Show. And we have a lot of truth to bring you and a lot of knowledge to dispense, and hopefully knowledge and wisdom to gain. But until we get into our program, we're going to play a song by Eliyah Yisrael featuring Yanis Yisrael called My Rock.
Living son
I was in darkness, hell for ignorance. Living in fear, yes, you showed me your laws and your tests. You test the heart and try the rings. Every day I bless your holy name. Yahweh never give up on me, but instruct me and correct me continually on a daily.
We adore you,
Hallelujah. All praises to the mighty Elohim, Yahweh. Again, welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show. Again, I'm your host, Moray Yisha Yisrael of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, Ohio. And the first great announcement I'd like to make to our listening audience, since the last time I was live on the air, the House of Israel of Cincinnati has just celebrated a great event. Yahweh blessed the House of Israel of Cincinnati to continue to magnify Yah's law and make it honorable. And we have received a little sanctuary that Yahweh said he would be with us at, in the places where he has scattered us, in our new location. For all those that would like to come visit us in Cincinnati, Ohio, if you want to hear the great teachings that the prophet of Yahweh taught the children of Israel here in this city, if you want to hear those same teachings, if you want to be a part of that same spirit that Yahweh blessed upon his prophet, Moray Elisha Yisrael, if you want to know where you can go to hear the same unadulterated, undeniable, raw truth that Yahweh brought to his prophet, Moray Elisha Yisrael, if you want to hear that truth, come to 1907 Vine Street in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the Sabbath day. Our services begin at 12 p.m. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going to speak about something that is very important for the children of Israel. So make sure you call all those that do not know about the Most High, that are seeking the Creator, that think you need to go to Christ to be saved, or to the Moon God to be saved. Call up everybody and let them know to tune in to the Black Plight Radio Show, and tell them to call their pastors and their imams and all their ministers and teachers and gods and princesses and goddesses. Call them all up and let them know they need to hear this, because tonight we're going to teach about how Yahweh will save you. We're going to teach about it by teaching about how Israel, the black man and woman in America, is perpetuating Babylon. Did you know, my people, that Yahweh is the only Elohim? And you might ask yourself, if you've never knew before, who is Yahweh? Yahweh is the King and the Creator and the God of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only Savior, the only Redeemer, and the only Judge, and the only Lawgiver of Israel. And he's only Savior of the world. There is no other Savior besides Yahweh. And he is the God of the black man and woman in this country, in these graves called the United States or the United Snakes of America. Yahweh is the God of the black man and woman in America, who has been lost. And our people are very confused. And that's what Babylon means confusion. The city of Babylon is the place of confusion. And we're trapped and lost and misguided in this place and have been taught lies by our teachers. But today, in this night, Yahweh will reveal unto the people of his chosen seed who they should serve for salvation. And we're going to show you how many of our teachers and ourselves have been just perpetuating and perpetrating the fraud, perpetuating Babylon. First, go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 5th verse of Deuteronomy chapter 11. And before we start reading there, our people want to be a free nation or a self-sufficient nation. They want to have their own and be a black leading nation and always calling for all kind of unity and calling for all kind of salvation and financial prosperity. But did you know the only way that you and I can be a successful people is if we are able to exercise and exhibit self-determination. And there is only one way to be able to exercise and exhibit self-determination. And the only way to do that is what Yahweh gave his people, which is your own land. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. Start reading at the 5th verse. And it reads in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 5.
And what he did unto you in the wilderness until you came into this place. And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened their mouth and swallowed them up and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all the Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of Yahweh which he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land whither you go to possess it.
So the Almighty wants us to remember how when Dathan and Abiram and the sons of Korah rose up against Moses and Aaron, his servants that he sent to lead the people out of captivity, when these rebels and sons of Belial rose up against Yah's servants, Yah opened the earth and swallowed them up. Yahweh did many great acts when he brought us out of Mizraim, when he brought us out of Kemet. And he said, you remember these acts that he did so that we may be strong when we go into the land and possess the land. Keep reading.
And that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
How magnificent is it that the Almighty knew, because he is the great Elohim. He knew before any of us knew how to be able to have the ability to practice self-determination. He blessed you with it before you even heard the word self-determination. He said, I blessed and I swore unto your fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the land that flows with milk and honey. It's a prosperous land. And he said he's given it to Abraham and his seed forever. And the way that you prolong your days in this land is that you keep the laws of Yah. Keep reading.
For the land whither you goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence ye came out, where thou sowed thy seed and watereth it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drink of water of the rain of heaven.
And this is what the land of the Almighty was letting us know. He gave us a beautiful land, not like America, where you got to have sprinkler systems and water your gardens and walk up and down your gardens and water them and have major irrigation systems so your land doesn't dry out and your crops don't dry out like America and like Egypt. But the land of Yahweh is just hills and valleys, just water just falling from the mountains, all types of moisture just rolling down the hills and watering your fields and watering your valleys, just all types of nourishment so your seed can continuously grow. He said, this is the type of land I am giving my children, a land which Yahweh your Elohim cares for. The eyes of Yahweh, thy Elohim, are always upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. Keep reading.
And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season,
mm-hmm.
the first rain at the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy grain and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other deities and worship them.
The Almighty didn't want his people to start serving false gods, because then we would be deceived and start worshiping these false gods in this beautiful land that he gave us. And he said, if you do this, Yahweh's wrath shall be kindled against you, and he shall shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh giveth you. And that is the land we had, but our people gave up because we decided to be deceived and worship false deities. So now our people are desiring to have their own freedom and self-determination, to be able to exercise the truth as they see it, to walk in their own ways, to be able to be kings and queens, black men and women strong. We hear all this black power talking, black movement, and we need to do this and we need to do that. How are we going to do it if we are resting and perpetuating and prolonging and supporting Babylon? It's not going to happen. So the Almighty said, don't be deceived and worship these false gods. But now it's time for Yahweh to tell us to wake up and stop serving the false deities. Because if you think that the people that don't know the Almighty can be saved, Yahweh has another message for you. If you don't know Yahweh, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, you will not be saved. And salvation is based in having your own property, your own land. How are we going to be a saved people? How are we going to show that the Almighty is with us if we're not prospering in our own land? You're just over there helping out Babylon and producing goods for Babylon and walking in the ways of Babylon and getting the penny paycheck from Babylon, and you're going to say that you're saved because you're covered in the blood. Well, our people have been falsely taught, because look what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. Let's see what the Almighty has let us know in Jeremiah chapter 50, and we're going to start our reading of Jeremiah in the first verse.
It reads, the word that Yahweh spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare you amongst the nations and publish and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken. Baal is confounded. Moradach is been broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast.
And this is the time of Babylon's falling. Today, right now, what we're hearing about right now is the time of what you and I are living in today, when Babylon falls, the falling of the great, ugly, desolate whore of Babylon, fallen. In those days, and at that time, says Yahweh, go ahead.
The children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yehuda together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek Yahweh, their Elohim.
Because we've been deceived for too long. We've been led astray for too long. We've been tricked way too long. And so now we're going to seek Yahweh, our Elohim. Keep reading.
They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to Yah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.
And now the people are saying, where's Zion at? I keep on hearing about it. I keep on hearing them talk about the holy city, Zion, the stronghold, the strong citadel, where Yahweh's name dwelleth. Where is Zion? Let's go towards that. Let's make a perpetual covenant with Yahweh, and not a perpetuation of Babylon, but a perpetual covenant with Yahweh that shall not be forgotten. Mm-hmm.
My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray.
And that they is exactly what we're doing now. We have been lost sheep. Many of the people of Israel are lost sheep. And who has led us astray? Who does it say has led us astray?
Their shepherds have caused them to go astray.
Mm-hmm.
They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place.
And we've forgotten our resting place. That's our land. We've forgotten our resting place. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, says, don't do as you do here in the wilderness, for you have not come into your rest, your resting place. We have forgotten our resting place because our shepherds have led us astray. That's what Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, T.D. Jakes, Eddie Long, have led us astray. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversary said,
we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers.
So they don't think they're doing anything wrong, because they said, look, these people have sinned against the hope of their fathers, the one who gave hope to their fathers about this beautiful, blessed land that we all want and coveted, and we would do anything to get it. And we're not sinning against the Almighty. These people sinned against the Almighty. We're just taking advantage of their foolishness and their idiocracy. They sinned against the habitation of justice, where righteousness lives and dwells. How can they offend? That's how they think. But the truth of the matter is, remove out of the midst of Babylon. If you want to be saved, withdraw yourself from confusion. Remove out of the midst of Babylon and go forth out of the land of the magicians, the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flock. We have to leave out of this place. We have to remove ourselves and separate ourselves from Babylon. How are you going to be a great people if you are taking on the ways of Babylon? It is impossible to be a great nation and take on the ways of Babylon at the same time. We will not make it. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, and start reading at the 7th verse. And while you're there, just understand that if we don't remove Babylon from our hearts, if we don't remove this confusion and this nonsense that we've been taught from these shepherds that have led us astray, then we will not become saved. If you can't let go of Yeshua, Yahawashi, Yehoshua, Jesus, the Christ in the New Testament, Haile Selassie, if you can't let go of them, and Muhammad, if you can't let go of them, then you won't be saved. If you can't let go of flesh, you won't be saved. We must remove our ways of Babylon from us. Look in Isaiah 52, verse 7.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publishes peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that saith unto Zion, your Elohim reigneth.
And this is what we're trying to bring to you of the house of Israel. Good tidings and publishing peace and salvation. And this is salvation, the word of Yah, and the action of the word of Yah. Yah's word and doing Yah's word is salvation. Just talking about Yah's word, debating Yah's word, you know, reading books about it, that's not salvation. But actively being a part of the word of Yahweh is salvation. Keep reading.
Your watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when Yahweh shall bring again Zion.
And this is how the watchmen that Yahweh has picked, this is how the watchmen that Yahweh is with will see. And this is how the watchmen that Yahweh delivers his messages to will become. They shall lift up the voice, not apart. You're not going to have men or women that claim to be watchmen of Yahweh lifting up their voice and saying that these other servants of the Creator are not Yah's watchmen and they're not speaking Yah's word and they're fools. You're not going to have watchmen at odds with each other. Watchmen that aren't unified, they're going to lift up the voice and sing together. For they shall see eye to eye. Yah's watchmen will see eye to eye. We will see the laws as one man. You're not going to have the watchmen of Yah claiming that a day begins at night, and the other group of watchmen of Yah claiming that a day begins in the morning. The watchmen of Yah will all claim the same doctrine of Yahweh, that a day begins when a day begins, which is obviously the morning. The watchmen of Yah will declare this. The watchmen of Yah will not say Yehoshua, Yahawashi, Yeshua, Mashiach, blah, 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 is the Savior, and another group is saying that Yahweh is the Savior. The watchmen of Yah will only proclaim the truth, that Yahweh is the only Savior, and besides him, there is none else. The watchmen of Yah will not claim that Selassie is the Messiah, or that JC is the Messiah, or that Malachi York, or that Louis Farrakhan, or that Noble Drew Ali, or that Elijah Muhammad, or whoever fool you want to bring about is the Messiah. But they will only claim that David HaMashiach is the Messiah. That's what Yahweh said. They'll only claim that. The watchmen of the Almighty Yahweh will only claim that you must be circumcised if you want to make it into the land. The watchmen of Yahweh will claim and publish that you must keep the Shabbat day holy everywhere. The watchmen of Yahweh will teach and know that you cannot celebrate Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Weeks, and Feast of Tabernacles in a foreign land, but only in the land that Yahweh has placed his name. The watchmen of Yah only proclaim the truth that Yahweh has taught all of his prophets. So the watchmen of Yahweh see eye to eye on all of Yah's words, on all of Yah's covenants, on all of Yah's statutes, on all of Yah's judgments. That's how you know you're dealing with a watchman of Yahweh. And not everyone that teaches is a watchman of Yah. Verse 9 says in Isaiah 52, read that.
Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For Yahweh have comforted his people. He have redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh have made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Elohim.
And that's the arm of Yah is the children of Israel. He's made bare his arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of the Elohim, of our Elohim. Because Yahweh said Israel will be the salvation unto the ends of the earth. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. And who is her? The daughter of Babylon. Go out from her. Don't touch her. Don't take on her ways. Don't take on her thoughts. Don't take on her philosophies. Don't take on her occupations. Depart from Babylon. Go from her and be clean that bear the vessels of Yahweh. For ye shall not go out with haste. So don't think that just because you got people leaving Yah's, the captivity Yah's placed us in, and they're going back to Israel, and they've been there for a while, and they bounced up out of here real quick. He said, don't go out in haste. You won't go out in haste. Nor go out by flight. You're not going to be flying up out of here real fast. He's not telling you to just bounce as soon as you hear this. For Yahweh will go before you. Yahweh's going to go before you. Not Gabriel. Not somebody teaching JC. Because the people that left out of here with Ben-Ami in this camp, they went out claiming that JC was the Savior. Yahweh's not with anybody that claims anybody else is the Savior. So don't think that anybody that says they leaving up out of here and JC is the Savior is with Yahweh. Yahweh will go before you. That means Yahweh is going to go and direct you from Babylon. And the Elohim of Israel will be your real ward. He'll have your back. He'll have your front. And you're going to know it's the Almighty because he's coming in his name. And his prophets will teach his words, not the words of a Greek doctrine. So we have to understand the truth of the Creator. If we don't know who the Almighty Yah is, we're not obtaining salvation. Go to the book of Isaiah chapter 63 and let's start at verse 7. Isaiah 63 verse 7. See, many of our people think they just need to catch a flight and live somewhere in Africa or Israel, and they gonna get salvation. when the truth of the matter is we have to go with Yahweh. We have to leave when Yahweh tells us to leave. The Almighty said, release yourself, depart from Babylon. Get away from her. Don't touch her ways. Before we go to Isaiah, go to the book of Zechariah. So we can be real clear on who this her is. He said, depart from her. Who is the her? If you don't think that I'm telling you the truth, who is the her? Zechariah, the second chapter, start at the seventh verse.
It reads, deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
And that's you and I. Deliver yourself, Zion. Deliver yourself. Did he say call on JC? He didn't say call on Christ. He didn't say pray five times a day to some cobblestone. He didn't say call on 365 and two quarter of the days of deities worth. He didn't say call on any yoga deities or Buddhist deities. He didn't say call on any Orishas from the Yoruba peoples. He didn't say call on anybody from the Nordic gods. He didn't say call on the days of the week deities. He said deliver yourself, O Zion, that dwells with the daughter of Babylon. And that's who her is, the daughter of Babylon. Great America, the daughter of Babylon. Everything about this place is Babylon. You see what they're doing in this country when it comes to this the marriages? Homosexual marriages are being written in the law all over the earth, all over this country. This is Babylon. This is confusion. You see these people and what they're doing in all the states, practicing confusion. Nothing but confusion. Teaching Christ, teaching that Christ is your Savior, and they have no scriptures to verify their claims. This is confusion. Where people are being glorified that wear their pants below their butts. Where women are being glorified that walk around naked and in underwear. And they teaching you to bleach your hair and bleach your skin. And to do everything Yahweh said is a sickness Babylon, America, teaches you to do. But deliver thyself, Zion, who dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon. Now go to Isaiah, the 63rd chapter. The seventh verse is where we wanted to pick up reading at. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 7. What does it state here?
It reads,
and as a matter of fact, let's expedite and go to the 16th verse.
Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us.
Abraham don't know who you and I are. Abraham don't know who we are because we didn't know who Abraham is. We didn't call on the Elohim in the fear of Abraham. Abraham didn't know who we are. He's ignorant of us. Go ahead.
And Yisrael acknowledge us not.
Our forefathers don't even acknowledge us. They don't even know who we are because we don't acknowledge them.
You, O Yahweh, are our father, our redeemer. Your name is from everlasting. O Yahweh.
So even though our people don't know Abraham and Israel, even though our fathers don't know about us and we don't know about them, Yahweh is our father. And he sent his messengers to tell us who our father is, to turn your heart back to your father Abraham. That's why the Almighty said, look unto Abraham. Look unto Sarah. Look unto the hole in which you were digged. And look unto the rock from which you were hewn. Look at Abraham. Look unto Sarah. Look unto Isaac, unto the old paths, so thou mayest know that you are the children of Yah's chosen and holy seed. Because if we don't know this, if we don't know that this is who we are, then we're not going to know to call on the mighty Yah. Keep reading.
O Yahweh, why have you made us to err from your ways and hardened our hearts from your fear? Return for your servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while.
We only lived in Israel for a small period of time. We only possessed the land for a little bit of time. Only a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. That's what you see over there now. A trodden down sanctuary with the abomination that make it desolate just set up all over the place. Keep reading.
We are thine. You never bears rule over them.
You didn't rule over these Gentiles. Yahweh don't rule over Muslims. Yahweh didn't rule over Christians because they didn't seek the Almighty. He said, thou only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, thou shalt be receiving the punishment from the Most High. Israel is the only one Yahweh knoweth. He doesn't deal with these other nations like he deals with us. They were not called by thy name. We're called by the Almighty's name. We're his people. That's who we are. And if we're going to have any kind of freedom in self-determination, we have to know Israel is our land, and it doesn't belong to the heathens and to the Edomites that have trodden it down. That Israel belongs to the children of Israel, which is the black man and woman in America, in the black man and woman that has been dispersed throughout the four corners of the earth from the slave trades. Now, our people also are wanting to know, can our leaders lead us into the path of righteousness? But they're not teaching us the truth. On Monday, many of our people are going to walk down streets and sing songs like free at last, saying that they free at last, talking what Martin Luther King did for them. Many of our people are going to be remembering Martin Luther King on Monday because his birthday just passed. And Martin Luther King taught one thing that destroyed our people, and that was integration. And he was also a Christian preacher. So he taught two things that destroyed our people: idolatry and integration. Did Martin Luther King teach that Yahweh said Israel was his firstborn son? For all the Christians that want to know where Yahweh said Israel is his firstborn son, the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 22, and Hosea 11, verse 1. Did Martin Luther King teach that the Most High say he will raise Yisrael from the grave in 3 days and not JC? Did Martin Luther King teach that Yisrael is the one that is said to be raised from the grave in 3 days? Go to the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter. And we're going to see, did Martin Luther King teach this, or did Martin Luther King teach what you're still hearing in the churches today that is not bringing any salvation? What does Hosea 6 and 1 read?
And let us return unto Yahweh.
Let us return unto who?
Unto Yahweh.
Unto Christ.
Unto Yahweh.
That don't say to return to Christ.
No. It said, let us return unto Yahweh.
It say, let us return to the Most High. I don't know why people are calling on Christ every week, singing songs to Christ. And nothing amongst the Most High's book ever tells you to go to Christ. It said, let us return unto Yahweh, and what else?
For he hath torn, and he will heal us.
Yahweh's the one that tore us apart, and Yahweh's the one that's going to heal us. Keep reading.
He hath smitten, and he will bind us up.
Yahweh's the one that smote us and threw us down and threw us away. Yahweh is, and he's going to bind us up. Go ahead.
After 2 days, will he revive us?
Yahweh will revive us after 2 days. He will revive Yisrael after 2 days. He is going to wake up Yisrael after 2 days. He didn't say anything about Christ. Did Martin Luther King Jr. teach that Yahweh is going to revive Yisrael after 2 days? And then what's going to happen?
In the third day, he will raise us up.
And in the third day, Yahweh is going to raise up the children of Yah. Did Martin Luther King teach that in the third day, Yahweh is going to raise up the children of Israel? That in the third day, when you read that and look it up, it's saying that in the midst of the third day, he's going to raise us up. So for 2.5 days, after 2.5 days, we're going to be risen up. After a time of time and the dividing of times, back comes the children of Yah. And the Most High, he's going to do this. But they teach that about J.C. And Martin Luther King taught that about J.C. He didn't teach this about the children of Israel. Al Sharpton teaches J.C. is going to rise, and he rose on the third day. Jesse Jackson teaches that Christ rises on the third day. Jeremiah Wright teaches that Christ rises on the third day. And so do all the other pimps and preachers teach this, teaching that Yahweh is the Redeemer. Because if we was knowing this, then we would know salvation. And that means all your faith-based funds would be null and void. That means you wouldn't get a Rolls Royce and a private jet and a big house while all the other little people and peons are struggling in the projects, talking about J.C. going to save them one day when they get to heaven. And you over there living in salvation now, in planes and jets and chartered cars and all type of stuff, eating high off the hog. No salvation to your people. Well, Yah's salvation is greater and glorious than any salvation you could get from America's finances. Because Yah's salvation gives us our land back. But the preachers don't want you to know that you're going to get your own land. They want you to think you're going to go into heaven. Well, the kingdom of Yahweh is going to come down from heaven. That's what they teach in Revelations. But they're not going to teach you that. Martin Luther King is being remembered for teaching integration. In this same month, we can remember another great man's birthday that taught the truth of the Most High. And that is one of Yahweh's mighty prophets, great prophets, very knowledgeable prophets that he sent into this earth, whose birthday just passed. And let's remember that birthday of Moray Elisha Yisrael. He taught what I'm teaching because he taught me this. So I know he taught this, that Yahweh is the great Savior. Yahweh is the great and mighty King, the Elohim that will give us our land back so that we can exhibit and exercise self-determination. Did Martin Luther King teach that we are the apple of Yah's eye? Or did he teach that J.C. was the apple of Yah's eye? Well, the Almighty said that Israel is the apple of his eye. Did Yahweh tell Martin Luther King to tell the people that we are married to J.C.? No, Yahweh didn't tell Martin Luther King anything. This is what Martin Luther King said. Look in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Start reading at the 23rd verse.
It reads, am I a Elohim in hand, saith Yah, and not an Elohim afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I should not see him, saith Yahweh?
Well, you know, JC is an Elohim afar off. How do we know Christ is an Elohim afar off? Because he's an idol. Because he has no spirit. Because he's not your savior. Because if JC was an Elohim at hand, then you wouldn't die, you wouldn't be in slavery, you wouldn't be hooked on crack, you wouldn't have a parent, a cousin, and a daughter that has AIDS, you wouldn't have 1.5 million of your black soldiers in prison, you wouldn't have babies born with deficiencies, you wouldn't be in the projects, you wouldn't be subject to diabetes, heart disease, and foot soreness and swollenness, and all kind of other things going on with your body, you wouldn't have any brain disease. You wouldn't see a 12-year-old girl on that they call brain dead, can't get out the hospital. You wouldn't have any of this going on because he said he stopped all that. But he's an Elohim afar off. And you can hide from JC. A fig tree could hide his fruit from the Christ of the New Testament. You don't believe me? Look in the book of Mark, the 12th chapter. Surely, if a piece of fruit can hide from Christ, I can hide from Christ. But you can't hide from Yah. Yah's eyes are everywhere, going to and fro throughout the earth, seeking those that are strong with him. But look in the book of Mark, 12th chapter. Start reading at the 11th verse.
It reads, "This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in us."
Mark,
the 12th chapter, 11th
verse. Did I have the wrong scripture? The fig tree? Isn't that Mark 12?
That's 11.
11 verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
I had it backwards. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. It reads, "And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon."
Now you see, you see this, you got a hungry God. And this hungry God saw a fig tree afar off. And when he saw it, he came up all jolly and happy. He just trotted over there like, "Oh my goodness, I've been so hungry." You got this hungry God. But Yahweh said, "If I was hungry, I would not tell thee." The earth belongs to Yahweh and everything that is therein, even the cattle upon a thousand hills, belong to the Most High. So why he even going to let you know if he hungry? You can't do nothing for the Creator, he the Most High. But Christ was breastfed, and now he hungry, and he's running up on a fig tree, and what happened?
"And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves."
And he didn't see anything but leaves on there. What happened to the fruit? I guess the fruit hid from him. So why did the fruit hide from Christ? Let's see why.
"For the time of figs was not yet."
Because Christ was too stupid to realize the seasons. That's how you know he ain't the Most High. And that's how you know he wasn't with the Most High in the beginning. And that's how you know the Spirit of the Almighty didn't wrap itself up in flesh and become him. And that's how you know he wasn't a wise person, because he don't even know the seasons. Any child could tell you that the sun is up as the daytime. Any child could tell you that when it's hot outside, it's summertime. Any child could tell you that when the leaves are green, that it's springtime. But Christ, with his foolish butt, hungry and don't know anything, telling you not to wash your hands before you eat, telling you to do whatever you want to do and serve your enemies and love them and turn the other cheek. And also, he don't know when fruit grows. So I know you can hide from Christ. But Yahweh said in Jeremiah 23 and 24, what did he say again? "Can anybody hide themselves from me in a secret place that I shall not see him?" You can't hide from the Almighty. But Martin Luther King taught about Christ, the one that got hungry and ran up on a fruit tree out of season. But Yahweh said, "You can't hide from me. I fill heaven and earth." Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Yah? He fills up everything. I have heard the prophets, what they have said, that prophesy in my name, saying, and this is, I've heard Martin Luther King before he was born. I seen him and I heard him and I knew what he was going to say. I have dreamed. I have a dream. Well, you know what Yahweh said about these prophets that dream? He said this in the same chapter of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Let's look in verse. I want to go to verse 16.
It reads, thus saith Yahweh of hosts.
No, I'm sorry. Go to verse 26.
It reads, how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart.
And that's what Martin Luther King's prophecy was, deceit of his own heart, deceit of integration, wanting everybody to be integrated, wanting you to hold hands with white men and white women on the red hills of Georgia. Integration. Integrate with your enemy, because that's what he learned from Christ. That's what he learned from the teachings of the New Testament, to love your enemy more than you love yourself. Because you know what Christ said in the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, in the 26th verse? Show the people what Christ said in Luke 14, verse 26. Let's hear what that says. Because Yahweh said, this is deceit of your heart, what these prophets told you, that you got to integrate, that it's good to love your enemy, that it's okay to do what your enemy do. Tell you, he said, love your enemy even more than you love yourself. Because look here in Luke 14:26.
If any man come to me and hate not his father.
Now you got to hate your father.
And his mother.
You got to hate your mother.
And wife.
You got to hate your wife.
And children.
You got to hate your babies.
And brethren.
You got to hate your family, your brothers, your sisters.
Yea, and his own life also.
You got to hate your own life. Hate your own life. If you cannot do this, you cannot be his disciple. Now look in Isaiah, in Matthew 5 and 39. Look at this. This is what Martin Luther King and Al Sharpton teach. This is what your leaders are teaching us.
Matthew 5, verse 39 reads, but I say unto you that ye resist not evil.
Don't resist homosexual marriages. Don't resist this thing. Keep reading.
But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also.
Just let him beat you down. Go ahead.
Any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also.
It don't matter if he's suing you for your coat. Just give him out. Give him all your clothes.
And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain.
Whoever forces you, that's what compel me. Whoever's kidnapping you, go say, hey, man, look, don't stop now. Just take me as far as you can. Kidnap me all the way.
Give to him that ask of thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, turn not thou away.
Mm-hmm.
You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy.
You have heard, but as you said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Now how in the hell can we love our enemies but hate ourselves? This is pure madness. Pure madness. The Christ of the New Testament has taught you and I to hate yourself. I just need to show the contrast. We need to show this one more time. Go back to the book of Luke, the 14th chapter. Make sure you make a tape of this. Download the podcast. Burn the CD. Send it in an MP3. Share it on Facebook. Do whatever you got to do to let the people know that Christ of the New Testament period and the Christ of the New Testament has taught you some foolishness. Luke 14 and 26. Let them hear it one more time.
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother.
You got to hate your father. Go ahead.
And mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Do you hear what he said? You got to hate your own life. Hate yourself. Hate your own life. Hate your own life. But then, you see, he wants you to hate your whole family. He said, hate everybody. Hate your family. Hate your own life. And if you don't, you can't be his disciple. Now, how are we going to hate ourselves but want freedom for yourself? You think Harriet Tubman hated herself? Why did Martin Luther King do what he did if he hated his brethren? Why did he march and get sent to jail and stand up against white tyranny if he hated his brothers? Why would he do that? He must have been confused. It sounds like he was confused, that he really didn't understand the teachings of Christ, because it doesn't make any sense that he would do that. I just can't explain how the Christ of the New Testament is teaching Martin Luther King and Al Sharpton and all your other leaders to love your enemies, but you got them standing up against the enemies. They must not be following the truth. But yet and still, after they stand up and give a speech against the enemy, they tell you to love them. Because they really don't love you. They can't love you. They don't even really love themselves. This is what they are. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. Start reading at the, I believe, the 9th verse. Go there.
Isaiah 56, verse 9. It reads, all you beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs.
Yeah, see, God's watchmen, he said his watchmen are blind. They all ignorant. They all dumb dogs. Go ahead.
They cannot bark.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand.
Mm.
They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter.
And that's what they doing. Looking for their own gain from their own quarter. They just want it for themselves. They don't care about you and I, how you feel. They only care about how they feel. They only want riches for themselves, riches for their own prosperity and their own notoriety. This is what type of person you're dealing with when you're dealing with Martin Luther King's and Jesse Jackson's and Al Sharpton's and T.D. Jakes. You're dealing with the type of people that only care about their own gain from their own quarter. But Yahweh, he said that you should love yourself, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But you see, you can't have salvation following a teaching where the deity is telling you to hate yourself and love your enemy. That can't happen. That's not truth. That's not reality. Go back to Jeremiah 23. I think we left off at the 25th verse. It states in Jeremiah 23, verse 27.
It reads, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for the deity.
The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahweh. If we're going to have a true servant, speak Yah's word faithfully. If you're going to remember somebody for the work that they've done to uplift the community, then remember a true servant of the Creator, somebody that taught you how to become delivered, like Moray Elisha did. Remember that truth. Remember Yah's real servants, not these fake, bogus, lying, pig-eating preachers that don't care about you, themselves, or anyone else. Remember Yah's words. That's why the Most High says in the book of Malachi, look in the book of Malachi. Look in the fourth chapter of Malachi. Look in the book of Malachi. Look in the book of Malachi. We got to see in Malachi, the fourth chapter, how Yahweh works. We're going to see how Yahweh wants us to remember his servants. Malachi chapter 4, look at verse 4.
Remember you the law of Moses.
Remember the law of who? Moses. My servant, not the law of Martin Luther King, JC's servant, but remember the law of Moses, my servant. Mm-hmm.
Which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh.
So remember the law of Moses. Remember that law. And what did the law of Moses state? Yah's law stated in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, or may I say the 30th chapter. Let's see what it says here. It's about salvation. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1.
It reads, and this shall come to pass when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind amongst all the nations where the Yahweh your Elohim have driven you. Turn unto Yahweh your Elohim, and it shall obey his voice, according to all that I command thee this day, you and your children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where the Yahweh your Elohim have scattered you. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of the heaven, from thence will Yahweh thy Elohim gather you, and from thence will he fetch you. And Yahweh your Elohim will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will do you good, and multiply you above your fathers. And Yahweh,
you see,
your Elohim,
the Almighty, said he's going to bring us into our land, and we're going to possess it, and you shall possess it. And he will do to you good and multiply you above thy fathers. And Yahweh thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might that thou mayest live. And Yahweh thy Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate you, which persecuted you. Now, why would Yahweh put this on those that hate you if he didn't want you to love yourself? If Yahweh wanted you to hate yourself, why would he put curses on people that hate you? And you shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh and do all his commandments which I command thee this day. And Yahweh thy Elohim will make thee plenteous in every work of your hand. So everything you do, you'll become plenteous in and profitable and prosperous because you're doing it in the strength of Yah. And the fruit of your land and in the fruit of your body for good, for Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and all thy soul. Hallelujah. So the Almighty Yah wants us to return to his law for salvation, for redemption. And you're only going to do it if you seek Yah's words, not these words that tell you to kill yourself, not these words that tell you to go and serve another man, but the truth of the Most High from his servants. Remember the law of Moses. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, the number is 323-443-7418. If you're already on the phone line, you can press 1. If you have any questions or any comments at all, 323-443-7418. We have our first comment coming from Atlanta, 770 area code. Shalom, you're on there.
Shalom, shalom. How are you?
Bless, hallelujah.
I'm calling to just say this was absolutely a wonderful teaching. I mean, it was just fantastic. Praise the mighty Yah. I just hate that the people that did not see it, they just want to understand what they're missing. But I hope that perhaps this can be put on a CD or something. It should be actually sold or given out or something where people who haven't had a chance to hear it can just hear it. This is a fantastic teaching. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your call. Praise Yahweh.
Okay, love you, love you. Shalom.
Love you too. Shalom. Praise Yah. If anybody else has any comments or questions, would like to confirm the mighty words of the Creator, press 1 if you're on the phone line, or call 323-443-7418. Or if you disagree with what I've spoke about, if you disagree that Yahweh is the Savior and you believe that JC is the Savior, if you believe Christ is relevant to our salvation, then call us at 323-443-7418. If you believe that Christ is relevant, then let us know. Let us hear you out. maybe you can teach us something. Let's hear the truth. Let us hear the true words. Let us hear what the witnesses have to say, so we may see and determine and say that it is truth. And I'll tell you, it's a blessing. It's a great blessing that the Almighty Creator, Elohim of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is, has blessed the children of Israel to be able to glorify him once again. So if you want to know the truth and you're in the Cincinnati area, come to 1907 Vine Street on the Sabbath day. Services begin at 12 p.m. Come there. Come there and hear the truth. Hear the words of the Creator. Hear the true and living Creator's words. And ask any question you like, just like you can ask any question you like right now, and we'll answer them for you. See, we have a caller, 513 area code, Cincinnati. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, brother.
Shalom, my brother. How you doing?
All right, all right. You did a good show tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You might want to add that in Isaiah 30:8, it cites that we're rebellious people.
Yes.
And how we want to prophesize lies.
Yes.
We want to smooth things.
That's right. Yes, you're right. We'll look at that right now. Thank you, brother, for your call and your comment.
Shalom.
Shalom. And that's the truth. What our brother just stated, Isaiah, the 30th chapter, in verse 8, it reads this. Isaiah, let me get there real quick. Hold on. Chapter 30. Isaiah 30 and verse 8, it states,
"Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yah, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits."
That's right. That's why they love Martin Luther King Jr., Al Sharpton, T.D. Jakes, Bishop Eddie Wrong, and Joel Osteen, because he prophesies deceits, prophesies lies, and they don't want to hear what I have to say or any of the other teachers of the House of Israel. They don't want to hear what the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High Conference has to say, because we're speaking about Yah's laws. It's not smooth enough. So they say, get away from us. Let us hear about JC. Well, we don't teach Christ. We teach Yah, and he is the only Savior. We have another caller. Shalom, you're on the air.
Can you hear me okay, brother?
Yeah, but your radio, you have too much backlash coming through, so you need to turn down your radio.
How is this?
Yeah, that's better. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I don't think we have a good connection anyway, so I just affirm what you said, brother, and I'll talk to you another time.
All right, you coming
Hallelujah.
Through fine. Praise the mighty Yah. Okay. Hallelujah. He was coming through quite clear. Got to make sure your radios are down when you call in. But as I was saying, we only teach the truth of the Most High. We don't teach the truth of anybody else because nobody else has the truth. And you might think that that's quite a bold statement to say, nobody else has the truth. How can a rejected, dejected, ugly black person as yourself know that you have the truth and nobody else has the truth? Because this scripture in the book of Proverbs the 28th chapter, the first verse states, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So when we call out to all the people that think there is another savior, we don't get many people to return our challenges. If anybody can prove right now or at any time that I'm alive on this earth that Christ is relevant to the salvation of Yah's people or any people, then I will give you $1,000. $1,000. You could use $1,000. Show us where Christ is relevant to salvation. Show us where Christ is the Messiah. Show us where Christ is Yahweh's firstborn. Show us where Christ is the Most High. Show us where Christ is ever mentioned out of the mouth of the true and living Creator. And you can get a whole lot of money. $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. I'll pay you my whole paycheck for the rest of my life. Just show it to me. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Now, who's going to turn down that offer? I swear to Yah, I'll give you my whole paycheck for the rest of my life if you could show me where Yahweh spoke to Jesus, where he gave him any message to tell the people. Show me where he said that this is my son and he is the Savior. Show us. Show us. Come on home. Nobody's calling. I've been doing this radio program for 4 years, and I've asked every year and every time I come on the air, almost. And some people have attempted, but they weren't successful. Where is the truth from these false deities? It doesn't exist. So we need to be walking in the ways of truth. The last scripture we'll read is the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 16th verse. What does it read in Isaiah 9th chapter, verse 16?
It reads, for the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed.
That's right. The leaders of the people cause them to err. So your leaders, our leaders, have caused us to serve Christ and Muhammad and A-L-L-A-H and Buddhist deities and Hindu deities and Egyptian gods and all other different deities. Our leaders have caused us to err. And those that are led of them, those people that are following them, are destroyed. Well, stop following these leaders that you elect and vote for and pick out and pay for and decide to follow. Follow Yah's laws. Yahweh sends prophets, and the prophets send Yah's word, and you're only to hearken to Yah's word. You're only to hearken to the truth. And when you listen to the word of Yah, you don't care if it's coming from an 8-year-old king named Josiah or if it's coming from a 60-year-old man. As long as it is the word, the true word of the Creator. And you know it is the truth because it is consistent. And Yah's word is consistent. And there is no fault in the Most High's word at all. Show us if there is. But there is no, well, let's look at it. Proverbs 21, verse 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. None at all. So if you want to know how to become saved, follow the word of Yah. If you want to know how to be rich and powerful, follow the word of Yah. If you want a wife, follow the word of Yah. A husband, follow the word of Yah. All we have to do is follow Yah's word. That's it. That's all there is to it. It's that simple. But as it said, we're rebellious people, hard-hearted, stiff-necked, impudent. But Yahweh said, make you a new heart. So let's make a new heart. Let's make a new spirit. Let's deliver ourselves from Babylon. Let's return unto the Creator. Again, as I said, praise the mighty Yahallelujah. And as I said, if you're in the Cincinnati area, the address is 1907 Vine Street. Praise Yahweh for the new sanctuary that we have acquired. 1907 Vine Street in Cincinnati, Ohio. Go to our website, World Gathering Yisrael at .org. That's World Gathering Yisrael .org. And you could go there and get connected to every house of Israel in the country that is affiliated with the restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference that was founded by Moray Elisha Israel over 20 years ago. And the name of our conference says it all. The restoring of the Sacred Laws of the Most High. If you're not about restoring Yah's sacred laws, what are you talking about? What are you meeting over? What is your discussion about? There is no unity without Yah's law, and not Yah's law according to John and Peter and James and whoever else, but Yah's law according to Yahweh. And you only get Yah's law according to Yahweh from Yahweh's prophets. That's what we deal with. And that's who you need to hear. And we're available to you every Sabbath day, worldgatheringisrael.org. You can get to every house of Israel that we're affiliated with at that website. You can hear the live broadcast from Atlanta from that website. You can hear the live broadcast from Cincinnati from that website. Just go and listen. Remember, you tune in tomorrow, 8 a.m., to Yah's Great Prophet, Classic Dynamic Shows, the late Moray Elisha Israel, 8 a.m. right here, Blog Talk Radio, 323-443-7418 is the number to call. And also on Sunday, 3:30 p.m., Moray Elkanah ben Israel, the Moray of the House of Israel of Atlanta, teaching the same thing I'm teaching. Can't get enough of it. Just listen in and learn the truth. And then it goes on again. Next weekend, y'all willing. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Tomorrow is y'all Sabbath. Let's keep it holy. Let's glorify and magnify the Holy One of Yahakov. Yahweh is his name. Thank you for tuning in and listening. If you have any questions for me, the number is 513-237-5911. 513-237-5911. You can call me at that number whenever you need to at a reasonable time before I'm asleep. Call me up if you need it for any questions about the Creator. Hallelujah. Until next week, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we of the House of Israel. Shalom.
Given to Yahweh, glory and strength. Given to Yahweh, O ye mighty men. Given to Yahweh.
glory and strength given to Yahweh, oh, ye mighty men. Given to Yahweh, glory and strength. Gotta be righteous, gotta be seeking the laws and keeping. Trust Yahweh, that the heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In other ways, acknowledge him, be not wise, not wise and not known not. Speak truth, forsake lies. Hate evil, hate arrogance, yeah, and hate pride. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that keep Yahweh savvy. If they holy, speak not your own words. Find not your own pleasure. Yah's laws are my treasures. Keep not thou silent, so Yah my clothes are clever. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim. Keep his commandments for the length of days and long life. Meditate in day and night. Seek ye out the book of Yahweh. Never let them leave your sight. Serve Yahweh with the might. Yah's laws are my delight. Yahweh's laws are my joy. Yahweh's laws are my life. Given to Yahweh. Oh, ye mighty, given to Yahweh. Glory and strength. Given to Yahweh. Oh, ye mighty men. Given to Yahweh. Glory and strength given to Yahweh, oh, ye mighty men. Given to Yahweh, glory and strength. Gotta be righteous, gotta be seeking the laws and keeping. Deuteronomy 4 verse 9, only if you take heed to thyself and need to keep thy soul diligently. And write them upon thy post of thy house and write them on thy gates and write them on thy heart, yeah, you will be strong. Honor thy father, honor thy mother, honor the old man and of your brother. The rest will end up flat, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever, though. Keep them with all your soul. Hold it tight, never let it go. The wicked say, how can he know? When I'm in the sanctuary, wisdom overflows. I'ma pay back what I borrowed. Even man will have sorrow. Let another man praise thee. Boast not of tomorrow. Keep all of the laws. Keep all of the laws. Keep all of the laws. He will save you when you call. Given to Yahweh. Oh, ye mighty, given to Yahweh. Glory and strength. Given to Yahweh. Oh, ye mighty men. Given to Yahweh. Glory and strength given to Yahweh, oh, ye mighty men. Given to Yahweh, glory and strength.
Blessed art thou, the keepest of the law. Blessed art thou, the keepest of all. Given to Yahweh, oh, ye mighty, given to Yahweh, glory and strength. Given to Yahweh, oh, ye mighty men, given to Yahweh. Glory and strength given to Yahweh, oh, ye mighty men, given to Yahweh, glory and strength.